Chapter 4. A Visit to St. John's Wood. I kept thinking about Lily. How could Will have had a daughter? I decided to go to the moving on circle again, but only talked a little. I mostly listened to the others as they discussed bereavement and how difficult life was without their loved ones. All the time I kept thinking, how could Will have a daughter? When I left, Jake's father was standing next to his motorbike as I walked across the car park. I was still thinking about Lily.
You look happy, he said.
It's a bereavement group, I replied.
Should I come out dancing? No, sorry. You're right, he replied, and gave Jake a hug.
But it's not what you think, I said. I've got a problem with a teenager. She's not mine. Oh, it's difficult to explain.
You didn't have to come for me tonight, Jake said to his dad. I'm going to Jules's, and she only lives across the road.
Sam's face didn't change.
So maybe text me next time so I don't come here and wait.
Jake shrugged and walked off with his bag over his shoulder.
Okay, I said. Well, that makes me feel a bit better.
Sam shook his head. Some days he feels his grief more than others.
Would you like to go for a coffee, Louisa?
He's got lots of crazy girlfriends, Jake had said. But Sam seemed nice enough, and he had helped me in the ambulance. We sat drinking coffee outside a bar near my flat. As we discussed my accident and recovery, I had time to really look at him. He was tall, and his eyes were bright and gentle. They were eyes that had seen everything, I thought. Then I told him about Will and Lily, and it was a relief. When I finished, Sam sat back in his chair.
And this man is the reason that you're going to the group?
Yes. I could feel him studying me and trying to understand what Will had meant to me. But I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to try and find Lily or let her be alone. Sam looked out over the city street.
What do you think that Will would do if he were alive? He said.
When I got home to my flat, she was sitting on the ground outside, her arms around her knees. Lily? I said. She looked up. Her eyes were red, and she sounded drunk.
Nobody in the other flats would let me in. I rang all the doorbells.
I could smell beer on her breath. You should go home, I said. I'll call you a taxi. Then something made me look up. A young man stood across the street. He had his hands in his jeans pockets as he watched us quietly. Lily looked at him and then away. Who's that? I asked.
Lily, come here,
the young man ordered confidently. Is he your boyfriend? Do you want to talk to him? I asked. But she closed her eyes.
Make him go away.
I opened the door and pulled Lily into the hallway. That night, she slept on my sofa. I didn't know what else to do because she wouldn't give me a phone number for her family. As I put a blanket over her, I noticed that her eyebrows were just like Will's. I woke the next morning to the smell of coffee. Lily was sitting on the sofa, smoking, and there were two paper cups on the table.
The right one is yours, she said. It might be a bit cold, though. I didn't know whether to wake you.
It's my day off, I said, reaching for the coffee.
Can I stay tonight?
I need to talk to your mum, Lily, I said.
What for?
Because I need to know more about you. If you don't agree to that, then you can't stay. I was turning to go back into the bedroom when she said,
Okay, I need to go home to pick up some more clothes anyway.
An hour later, we were standing on a wide, tree-lined street in St. John's Wood, in front of the kind of huge house where only rich people live.
You live here? I said.
I don't live here, she replied, getting out of the car. They live here.
She let herself in, and I followed her into a huge hall with a big mirror on the wall. Upstairs, I could hear the sound of young children screaming.
My half-brothers, said Lily with a sigh, entering an enormous modern kitchen. Lily, is that you?
The voice came from upstairs. It was followed by footsteps hurrying down them, and a blonde woman appeared in the doorway. She was very thin, and her hair was expensively cut and coloured, but she looked exhausted. She stared at me and then at Lily.
Lily, where have you been? The school is going crazy. Daddy was driving around the streets. We thought that someone had murdered you. Francis is not my dad, and I'm not going back to school.
Don't get clever with me. I've not slept for worrying about you. Tanya Horton Miller turned to me.
Has she been staying with you?
Well, yes, but... She looked me up and down, and her face showed that she didn't like what she saw.
Do you know how much trouble you're causing? Oh, Mum, shut up, Lily said. Louisa's not causing the problem. She's the woman who used to look after my dad, my real dad.
Tanya Horton Miller sat back on her huge white sofa and drank her coffee.
So, you used to look after Will Traynor?
Yes, I replied, sitting on the edge of the sofa opposite.
Suddenly, there was a loud noise from upstairs.
My sons have problems, she said with a sigh. They're not Wills, if that's what you're thinking.
Mrs. Horton Miller, I said, is Lily really Will's daughter?
She lifted her face a little.
Yes. Will and I were together during the last year of university, and I was really in love with him. But then, at a party, I saw him kissing another woman. And when I started to cry, he didn't even seem to feel bad. We're not going to last after university anyway, he said.
I felt a pain inside. I didn't want to believe her story. But Will had told me himself about his earlier life and how badly he had treated women.
So, university finished, Tanya went on. And about 2 months later, I discovered that I was pregnant. I decided not to tell Will, because I knew that he would say that I had done it just to catch him.
My mouth was open. But didn't you think that he deserved to know?
I met and married Francis a few years later, but it was a long time before I got pregnant again. Francis has been very good to Lily, and no, Will didn't deserve to know her. He acted like a complete bastard. I mean, I didn't know that he was paralysed later, and that was a shock. But it didn't change anything.
It didn't change anything. Will killed himself without knowing that he had a daughter. Maybe if he... I said. So, my dad never knew about me.
Lily was standing very still in the hallway. Tanya turned to her.
I was saving you from pain, Lily. I knew that Will wouldn't want a daughter.
I couldn't listen anymore. I turned and walked to the front door.
I'm sorry, Lily. Perhaps we'll talk another time. But you've hardly told me anything about my dad, she cried, running after me.
There was another loud noise from upstairs, followed by shouting. Tanya put her head between her hands.
Ugh, I can't cope with this, she said. I just can't cope.
Lily followed me to the door.
Can I stay with you tonight? She said. I can't stay here.
Please, have her, cried Tanya. She's wonderful to be with, so polite and loving and helpful.
Then her voice hardened.
You know that she drinks and smokes. We've done everything for her. The best schools, private teachers, and she has thrown it all back in our faces.
Why didn't I say no? I knew that I should. But I was so angry with that woman, and just for a moment, I wanted to fight for Will.
Fine, I said. Get your things, Lily. I'll be waiting outside.
By 10 o'clock, I felt exhausted, and I told Lily that I was going to bed. She didn't look up from the television.
By the way, she said, it was me on the roof. I called the ambulance. I remembered her face suddenly, those big eyes in the dark. But what were you doing up there? I found your address. I saw that I could reach your flat from the fire escape and that your light was on. I was just waiting, really. But when you came up and started walking along the wall, I thought that I should say something. I actually thought that I had killed you.
Everyone thinks that I tried to jump.
Really? She said. Because of what happened with my dad?
Yes.
Do you miss him?
Every single day.
She was silent for a moment. Then she said,
So, when's your next day off?
Sunday. Why?
Can we go to Storkfold? I want to see where he lived.